Hello again, this is Chris Williams, Mr. Chris Ottivanenfor from YouTube. Now, in my previous audio boot, my sister used some really bad language, and she's been feeling guilty ever since. So here's an opportunity for her to apologize. Caroline, do you wish to apologize to the listeners of audioboo.fm and also the syndicated websites that are going to be accessing this blog?
Yeah, I'm very sorry to the Scots and the English. Why I meant to say it was down with the Welsh.
But you are Welsh.
Oh, sod it.
I guess that you can't use bad language on audioboo.fm, but it's in the regulations. Although some people have actually done some blogs where they discuss the concept of swearing. What do you make of that?
Bugger it.
I said you can't use bad language on audioboo.fm. Do you want me struck off or something?
Stuff that.
But I think this blog is rather boring so far. Should I go and speak to Crazy Dad again? I think I will. So yeah, so I'm recording this Thursday morning on the day that the Pope comes to Britain, 16th of September 2010, 1:21 by my watch. I'm now in the kitchen. Here's Crazy Dad again. How crazy are you today, Dad?
I think Mr. Blair should pay for the Pope to come, and Mr. Cameron out their own pocket. Bye for now.
Am I remembering that you take Ciprox and Ciroxa? Is that correct, or is it Simvastatin as well? What was it you take?
No, I don't take any of them at all now. I've given them up.
Well, would you say that your depression medication makes you even more depressed? Well, I know quite a lot of people who use audioboo.fm are unemployed and have mental health issues and that sort of thing.
Pardon?
Oh, I forgot. There's nothing wrong with Dan in the first place. He doesn't have mental health issues. Okay, that's all I wish to say. My mother's disappeared, so she's not able to say anything on this blog.
If you have a prostate problem, go to see your doctor immediately, because they want everybody to go and visit them.
Right, so let's go and track down where Mum is. Mum, where are you? Into the passage, chasing after Mum. Bent over at the bottom of the passage, pull your trousers up, woman. Pardon?
I'm very busy.
Are you?
I'm not interested in talking now.
What's it? You're holding a box of Mr. Kipling cakes. Do you like Mr. Kipling?
No, not very. No, depends what it is.
I'm the Mr. Kipling of the internet. I do exceedingly good blogs.
That's very interesting.
Okay, well, I think this blog is a bit rubbish compared to the previous one. Some people might say all my blogs are rubbish.
No, you're very intelligent subject you talk about.
I must congratulate you. You are not like Cam, but in this blog, we apologise to the listeners because Cam used bad language at the end of the period, and that's not allowed.
No, it's not very good to say that about English.
Yes. She's gone to insult the Welsh as well, and she meant to say about the Welsh instead of the English and the Scottish.
We're all equal to each other.
Yes. What do you think of the number of black people that have entered Britain these days? Are there too many, in your opinion?
Oh, there are too many foreigners, yes.
Oh, now you're being racist. I've got to apologise to the listeners for that as well. I don't encourage bad language, I don't encourage racism either. Racist Janice.
Well, British people's benefit of being axed, but they seem to give it to foreign people coming here.
That's what the people in the job centre say. I mean, the people who are going to be signed on, not the officers in the jobs. That'd be unusual. Okay, thanks for listening to this audio blog, and I hope you'll join me for my next blog, which will not feature any of my family members. So it's bye-bye from me, and it's bye-bye from Janice.
Goodbye.